Okay, we're ending off Simen Reish Tzadi. We finished all the Mishnah Berurah. We're doing the Piskei Tshuva and Sif Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch stated, after the morning Suda, you establish learning, where you read from the prophets and you darshan in words of Agada. The Mishnah Berurah says the main thing is to learn publicly the statutes of Hashem and their Torahs, and to teach Hilchos Shabbos, to draw the people's hearts towards of our Gada that lead a person to your Shemayim. Okay, says the Piskei Tshuva that Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, the day that's prepared to learn in it, it has a charm because of the extra neshama that a person has to help anyone who seeks out the Torah. Because through that extra soul, there comes a flow of Hashem and greater intelligence to the one who engages in Torah and who looks into the works of Hashem. And more happens from the learning of Torah on Shabbos, 1,000 times more from what happens from the learning of the Torah during the week. And through the Jews gathering together on every Shabbos in shuls and batei medrashim, they coronate Hashem in the world. And the Navi has wonderful words to say about us when we do that. Therefore, the main part of Shabbos is to cling to Hashem and Torah and learning Torah and davening and praises of Hashem. And that's why the Zohar calls it the Day of the Soul. And there's a double obligation to guard yourself from any sins in thought, speech, and action. Okay, now if you live near your Rebbe, it's a mitzvah to see your Rebbe on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as the Gemara brings from Sukkim and Melachim, when the Shunami's husband said, "Why do you want to go to the Beis Hamikdash? It's not Yom Tov, it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos." See that Shabbos is part of the monthly requirements that a person should go. There's an extra kedusha on the Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov and on Shabbos. So there's more flow that comes from Rebbe to Talmud. And those that are busy working the whole week, and those that don't even learn on Shabbos, they have no excuse. And to them we say the pasuk in Bishalach, "For how long are you going to refuse to keep my Torah mitzvahs?" And if you say, "Well, I didn't have time to do it," but you see, Hashem gave you the Shabbos, so why didn't you engage in the Shabbos? Okay, tough words. The Ramah says again that same idea that worker balabatim and workers should learn more on Shabbos more than Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim get a little bit more pleasure. So he says, but the meaning of that regarding the Talmid Chachamim doesn't mean that Talmid Chachamim waste their whole time with pleasures, but they have a little bit more pleasure that they have more than what they have during the weekday. The Miri explains it very well and says, a Talmud who learns every day of the week fulfills Einik Shabbos with sleep. That his mind shouldn't be so worn out. Okay, and you gotta rest yourself so you can be ready to receive more chachma. So if you're sleeping when you're supposed to be sleeping, it's like you're learning at that time. In other words, the Talmud Chacham who really knocks himself out a whole week, he needs to rest up a little bit so his mind is fresh for the rest of the week. But you should know that Rishonim who write, the Talmid Chachamim, are warned more to engage in Torah on Shabbos. According to that, it comes out they should be resting before the Shabbos so they can sleep less on Shabbos and engage in Torah, and they shouldn't be feeling pain learning on Shabbos because of a lack of sleep. Okay, so there's other. They are giving another way of looking at that. Okay. We find a chiddush written by the Yavetz in his Siddur. He says, a Talmud Chacham should not trouble himself in learning Gemara in depth, like he normally learns, really hard learning, because that's considered for him like Chilul Shabbos. He brings a Gemara that supports this idea, where they're studying really hard. It's like they're troubling them. It's like a lot of mental work. And Gemara says you don't teach children things for the first time on Shabbos, what they haven't learned yet, because it's going to be a big bother. You know, learning something for the first time is hard. Okay, but you have to make a difference in Shabbos and the other days, that even the holy learning has to be a pleasure, and it shouldn't be hard on him and a hard work, and that's clear. Okay, and it depends. If you're a genius, then nothing's hard. But for those that you're really breaking your head to try to understand a Gemara, Shabbos is not a time to break your head trying to understand a Gemara. Right? So that's what the Yavetz says. Chassam Sofer says similarly, guess in which parsha? Parsha's Vayakel, where it says, Lo Savara Eish Bechol Moish Vaseichem. So the words Sivaru, I'm sorry, Bechol Moshvo Sechem B'yom HaShabbos, he says the Rashi Tevos is Be'emes. Okay, we have to change the letters around. And the Sofei Tevos are Shalom, to hint to us that even in Torah that's called Emes, there should be Shalom on Shabbos. They shouldn't go too engagedly, too deep in the pilpul. You know, Gemara says, you know, when they're learning, people are like enemies while they're learning, but they leave in peace. He says you don't even get to that point. And his son, Ksav Sofer, also continued his words. Someone who learns deeply the whole week, if he does that on Shabbos, and he has pain from that, he's not Mekayim Einig Shabbos. So, it's pretty clear, you shouldn't be learning things that are really hard. The Chida writes, one second, where's the Chida? We've already brought the Chida. Yeah, that they're supposed to learn a lot, they're supposed to learn hard, and they weren't. So the Chida he says, I see that the Yavetz in his Siddur writes that Talmud Chacham engages in Iyun on Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, and he brought a proof from the Gemara. But with all due respect, he says, the intention of the Gemara, he kind of gets out of that Gemara. One second. He says, and he knows of many cities where they do learn pilpul on Shabbos, and Yerushalayim, he says, in the Sefer Yeshivas, that they did learn in the depths really hard Torah. Okay. And the Ran says, sometimes they're very big with get new insights into Torah, and maybe they don't sleep that much at all. Okay, but then the Chida, at the end of his words, says that the custom of most Talmid Chachamim in most places that he went on Shabbos, they're not bothering to learn in depth, but they learn words of Drasha, or they go over the Gemara, as I told you, or they go into the Pardes of Kabbalah, whatever, they stroll there, and it's a delight for them. Or they engage in singing and praises. So basically, I would say as follows. It depends on what gives you pleasure. Like, I guess if you're a genius, geniuses, the Vilna Gaon, for you, learning hard is your pleasure. So there's no question. But for many, it's very hard to learn Gemara. But you do. But on Shabbos, I got to have a hard day again, you know. It's hard. No one's saying that learning isn't meant to be hard work. And on Shabbos, you're not supposed to wear yourself out with this hard work. Okay, so again, the optimal things is, okay, so once you learned hard, so now review it. That's not hard. Chazaring is very important. Or you learn other types of learning, as like I've said, learn chassidus or things that draw the soul to the person. And although we talked about the idea of chidush, remember what we said, right? If you're makabel to do something new, that's a chidush, or you learn something you didn't know. You learn new chassidish insight into the parsha. That's also, but again, that should be a primary part of the Shabbos. And again, I'm not against socializing. It's an important thing to socialize, but socializing is not the primary part of the Shabbos. It's one of the parts of the Shabbos. It's not the primary part of the Shabbos. So, okay, so that ends this topic of what we do Shabbos afternoon. And now we move on to Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph, which will discuss Din Shalosh Sudos, the law of having three meals on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says, Yehei Zohir Me'od, one has to be very careful, L'kayim Suda Shlishis, to fulfill having the third meal, V'afim Hu Saveya, even if you're full a lot and it's hard to eat another meal, Yoch L'kayim Oysa, you can fulfill it by eating at least Kibeya, the amount of an egg. If you can't eat it all, it's mamish, a pain for you to eat. You're not obliged to cause suffering on yourself. For a chacham and a wise person, he has his eyes and his head. You don't stuff yourself at the morning meal. To give yourself room to eat the third meal. Says the Ramah, Hago umishlo ochol b'leil Shabbos, he who did not eat the Friday night meal, what do you do then? You have to have three meals. Yochol shalosh shudas b'yom ha-Shabbos, eat three meals during the daytime. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yezor mod, be very careful, Sivkot Nav, because the Gemara says, Chayev adam lechol shalosh shudas b'Shabbos, a person is obliged to eat three meals on Shabbos, and they relied on that on a pasuk which says in the parsha of the mon, Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe says, Ichlu hayom, eat it today, ki Shabbos hayom, because Shabbos is today, Lashem for Hashem, hayom lom timtzu basada, today you won't find the field. So we have utlosa hayom kasuv b'krosa. There's three times the word hayom, today. So they learn from that the three meals. Vamr Chazal, the rabbi says, Kol Makayim Shalshus B'Shabbos, anyone who fulfills eating three meals on Shabbos, where it says, B'yom, he will nitzol be saved, Mishalosh Paranios, from three punishments, where the word Hayom is said. And what are those three punishments? Mechavlo Shel Mashiach, from the birth pangs of Mashiach, where it says Hayom over there, Umidina Shel Gehanim, from the judgment of Gehanim, Muhammad's Gog and Magog, from the war of Gog and Magog, Shenemar, that it says the different psukim over there. Okay, V'aflani ha'over b'makom l'makom, even a poor person goes from place to place for whatever reasons. Okay, still in all, Tzarech li'tein lo kol ha'shol shos b'Shabbos, you have to give him three meals wherever he stays as a guest. He's poor, needs a handout. You got to give him three meals. As we find in Yorah Deah Simen Reish, under the laws of Tzedakah. And look earlier in Simen Reish Mem Bez, in the Mishnah Berurah, Da'af bishvil suda shlishish kishamasig be'ezo makom lilvos tzarech lilvos. If you have a place to borrow money, you should borrow money for your Shabbos meals. You borrow money also for the third meal as well. That's how important it is. Sivkan Beis, at least eat kebeya, an egg's worth. Lav davka, it doesn't necessarily have to be a beya, because even with that, you have not really fulfilled your obligation. Ella ma'at yosem me kebeya, you need a little bit more than a kebeya. The kebeya mikra adayin achilas arai. A beya is called a snack, as it says in the end of Simon Reish Lamed Beis. Flo chashiv seuda, that's not considered a meal. Some say even with a kazayis you fulfilled the meal. And it's l'chachila better to to be machmer to have a little bit more than a bayo. Sifkat and gimel eino chayov, but if you're full, will cause you pain. You're not obliged to give yourself pain. The meal was given for pleasure and not to make you suffer. But a smart person will leave room over. If not so, sometimes he's so full. Then that's like fressing. That's not even considered eating if you when you're stuffed. Sifkat and help Beleil Shabbos. What if you didn't eat on Friday night? You have to have three meals. Shalal, you also have to make a Friday night kiddush in the morning the first time. Milvad vayichulu, except for vayichulu, you don't have to say vayichulu, but you make the bracha of kiddush. Imlo kiddush ba'arvis, if you didn't make kiddush at night, as we said in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Ches. V'adin b'yomtov, same law with the yomtov. Mishal achol b'lel yomtov, if you didn't eat at the yomtov night meal, tzarech lechol shtei sudus l'machor b'yom. You have to eat two meals in the day, because in yomtov you only have to eat two. Yeah, skip the brackets. V'adin shiyomar b'shachris kol ha-kiddush shal yomtov shal laila imlo kiddush b'laila. Similarly, you say in the morning the entire kiddush of yomtov of night if you did not make kiddush in the day. Vav shalosh shudas b'yom, you have to eat three meals in the day. Mishachach ritzei b'berchas hamasim b'sudas shniyah. What if you forgot to say ritzei at the second meal of the three when you forgot that you didn't say at night? So you have to do three. Mitzadim achron shalol lachsov. You already don't have to repeat that, even though it's only your second meal, but it's already an afternoon meal. Just like by shalosh shudas, you don't have to say over ritzei by shalosh shudas. Piskei tshuva. Okay, person has to be careful with this. So the Piskei Tshuva wants to caution us to not be fooled by the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan says, Yehei Zor Ma'od, you should be very careful. You may incorrectly extract from this that it's okay, you got to be careful. Being very careful, but you think it's not an obligation. So he's saying, don't make that mistake. The truth is, eating shalosh shudas is a complete obligation. As the Gemara in Shabbos says, a person is obligated to eat three meals on Shabbos. So why did the Mechaber say an expression, you should be careful? It should have said chayiv. So, yeah, Mr. Brewer brings out Lushan later on, yeah. But the intention of the Mechaber is to say that even though the person's full completely from the Shabbos day, or he's weak, or he's a delicate person, it's hard for him to eat now. So although you may be freed from the obligation of the meal, somehow you should strengthen yourself and try to fulfill l'chachil at least the size of a be'ah of bread or b'dieved with a shear of a kezias. So he's saying, really, you're chayiv. But if the person's finding it very difficult, you know, then you should try at least to do something. Okay? Now, very interesting, footnote, parenthetically, you see the Shulchan Aruch is going through the day, but look what he's done. What happened to davening mincha? Have we learned about that yet on Shabbos? So the footnote mentions, why did the Shulchan Aruch preface the law of shalosh shudas before the law of mincha? Well, he says, first of all, that's the way the Tor organized the halachas of the Shulchan Aruch. It's based on the customs of his Tor, based on the customs of his father. Who's the Tor's father? The Rosh. And this is what he says. The opinion of Tosos and Rebbeinu Tam and the Mordechai, the time of Shudas Shlishis is before Mincha. However, La Halacha, we don't fit that way, as we'll see later on in the Ramah, and what the reasons are. So it's interesting that, that this explains the order, which doesn't seem to have Mincha in its proper place. Okay, anyway, so you're definitely obligated, but we're just saying be careful. Try to extra care if you're already not obligated for reasons, under normal circumstances. Also included being careful is that don't fill yourself up in the day meal or at other times of the day with other foods, especially in the short winter day, so that you can fulfill the mitzvah properly with hunger, as the Shulchan Aruch says himself. Chacham has eyes in his head. Okay. And it's not for nothing that we call this meal Shalashudas as opposed to Sudash Lishit. Why? Because through this meal, that's done specially for Shabbos, because we don't do it during the weekday. And even though we eat it sometimes when you're not really that hungry, it reveals retroactively that the nighttime meal, the daytime meal, we did for covered Shabbos. So that's why it's called Shalosh Sudas. Based on the Zohar and the Hidden Torah, you have to be very careful about this meal. They speak greatly about the specialness of this meal and the power of this meal. And there's big sodas over there. And therefore, you should try to do it as much as possible, Shalshus. As we know, it's the Rava de Rava. It's the time of the greatest closeness to Hashem, etc., all those things. So that's what one should be doing. Gedolei Tzadikim Adaris, they valued very much their time. In other words, great rabbis, they didn't waste any time. And still, they were very careful to eat this meal with their students and to hear their Torah, and going well into the night with songs and praises and cleaving to Hashem and with words of Torah that arouse a person to tshuva and good deeds, because this is the time of tshuva for the masses. And on this time, it says in Pirkei Avos, that's what we said, Yofesh Shachas b'tshuva masim tovim b'lamazem mikol chayim b'lamba. 1 hour of tshuva ma'isim tovim is better than all the time in the world to come. And it's on this time, that's what it's referring to, that. And the Satan does not prosecute at this time. And it's a very good time to seek refuah and yeshua and parnosa, berevach. It's all a good time for Shalosh Sudas. Okay, let's see who says all this stuff. The Kutzker Rebbe says this word, that this is the Shoachas, and the Pritzadik, or Tzadik of Lublin, says that it's just like Yom Kippur, where the Satan doesn't prosecute at that time as well. Okay. Even though on Shabbos you don't ask for your personal needs, but at this time it's not usher. At Shalosh Sudas, you may ask for your personal needs. Even though on whole Shabbos not. So they bring down in the Siddur Chasam Sofer in the name of the Maria Sad that in his congregation there was a very bad epidemic that spread around, and he asked counsel from his Rebbe Chasam Sofer. He says, strengthen Shalosh Sudas in Shabbos. Wow. Okay. They bring down that through your Sudas Leil Shabbos, by eating Friday night, a good flow comes down to your children. So you have children. And the day meal comes a good flow of life. And Shalosh Sudas, a good flow of Parnasa. Okay? And others say that as well, that it's very good time to daven for Parnasa is Shalosh Sudas. So that's a good selling point for guys to go for Shalosh Sudas. It's a good thing for your parnasa. Okay, anything else over here? No. Okay, so we see how important Shalosh Sudas is. Is there anything else over here? One second. Okay. Okay, let's move on. Beis. Oh, yes, we still have another 5 minutes. Beis. Zmana. When is the time to eat Shalosh Sudas? Mishagias mana mincha. When you reach the time for mincha, what does that mean? After 6.5 hours, if you did this meal beforehand, lokia mitzvah suda shlis, you have not fulfilled shal shudis before this man of mincha gedola. Says the Ramah. Yesh omrim, that those say, oh, there's always a tricky aloha. The asr lishtos mayim be mincha l'marv. You shouldn't drink water between mincha and marv. This is not shal shudis, b'shabbos. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch was going along the lines that you say Shal Shudis before Mincha. So don't drink anything between Mincha and Maariv. The Oz Chosos and Neshamas LeGehenim, because that's when the Neshamas go back to Gehenim. V'alkeinein Lechol Suda Shlishis by Mincha Maariv. So you shouldn't eat Shal Shudis by Mincha Maariv, according to this opinion. El Yochol Osim Ka Mincha, eat Shal Shudis before Mincha. This is brought by the Tosfos and the Rush and the Mordechai. Yeshurim, those say the Yosir Tov Lisbal Mincha Tchilat. Others say you should have Mincha earlier, and that's the Rambam and the Tur, and also the conduct of the Mordechai and Agos Maimini. Vechein Noagim Lechachilah B'Chomidisel, and that is the initial way we do in all our countries, is what we daven Mincha first, and we're not concerned about that. Okay. What's going on over here? When we call Malcolm, still not, even though we do eat Shal Shudis between Mincha and Maariv, still, Ein Lishtos Mayim, we don't drink water that has been drawn, Minan Aris, from the river. Avol Babayis Shari, but water in the house is okay. Fakoske and Shar Mashkin to Shari, and certainly other drinks are okay. Yeshem, those who say, Dein Iser Elatok Shneima Sar Chodesh Alavimo. It's only prohibited to drink water at that time if you're a mourner in the 12 months of your father and mother. Yeshem, some say, the Iser Jeshel Shtias Maim Eina Rak Be'er Shabbos. Some say this prohibition of drinking water is on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so there's lots of different customs regarding that. Okay, we're now on Sif Katan Zion. The earliest time for Shalosh Shudis is after 6.5 hours in the day. If you begin to eat the third meal, kodem chatzos, before chatzos, v'nimshach hasuda ad achas shigias man mincha gedola, and the meal goes through and past mincha gedola, past 6.5 hours, yotz, you fulfill your obligation. D'hal kol panim ochle v'sman, because you still ate something at the right time. We don't go after the beginning, we go after whenever you ate. Ches, da'os chozos, that's when the souls go back. With soul melomer means to say da'os, at the time of twilight, karav lizmanach zogim, it's close to time going back to Gehenim. They don't actually go back to Gehenim until the stars come out. V'is medrash, finding the medrash, kol ha'sheysa mayim b'shabas b'en ha'shmashas kilu goysel krov of ha'meisim. So there are those say anyone who drinks Shabbos in twilight, it's like you're stealing the relatives, the dead relatives. And it's a danger for the person who's drinking it. Look in the Mordechai of Reb Sochem as he explains that. Okay. I'll test while Cain and Lechel therefore shouldn't eat. Depend you have a gamelishus, then you could drink. There's nothing wrong with eating, but you eat, you might drink. You had mincha tchila, daven mincha tchila. What's that going on? Yud is what? Better to daven mincha before Shal Shudis. Das lochel at shispok. He's not allowed to eat before you daven mincha. The das harishon, the first opinion Sveli holds, the suda ketana shabbat, a small meal is allowed, as we say in Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, and we'll pick up Sifkat Yud Aleph tomorrow, Bezus Hashem.